Okay, I'm back. Is everyone else back with me?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, wonderful. So this is Lethia Owens. We're on the Dare to be Irresistible call, and today, again, we're focusing on what is keeping you from being absolutely irresistible. What is the roadblock? What is the barrier that's keeping you from living a life that you absolutely love and one where you get to show up every day and be powerful, be who you are on purpose without apology so that you are irresistible? Which caller has a question about how, you know, what barrier they're dealing with or someone who needs insight as to how they can take that step and become just a little bit more powerful, effective, and successful in the work that they do and or the life that they're living?
I got a question.
Please share your name first. Who are you?
Lana Rowe.
Hi, Lana. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem.
I want to know how you overcome or get away from the negativity of others around you who, when you do something good, just don't share that excitement, kind of, you know? So it's kind of like people burst your bubble. That happens to me quite often. I mean, I am successful, but when I've ventured into something new now, and as I'm reaching out and growing a team, I'm trying to share with them ways to be successful. And it seems like, I don't know, there's a lot of negativity, and, you know, I'm just questioning, how do you get away from that?
Mm-hmm. And so the people that are bringing this negativity in your life, are they clients? Are they friends, family members? Can you give me a little bit more background about who these people are? Are they people close?
Well, family members plus team members, so they're coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're friends.
Okay. So one of the things that I've learned is that we teach people – and what was your name, Lana?
Yes.
Okay. Lana, I've learned that we teach people how to treat us based on how we respond to them and what we accept from them. Okay? So we teach people how to treat us based on what we accept from them and how we respond to them. And what that means is, to give you an example of over time, I hear someone's phone ringing. Okay, great. What that means over time is that I will show up in a space and people will start to get to know me and they'll notice that I do not use profanity. And I have had people use profanity around me and then apologize. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that around you. These are people who swear like a sailor when they're not around me, but because I've taught them how to treat me based on what I, you know, accept from them and how I choose to respond to them, they shift their behavior around me because of how I show up. So, Lana, one of the things, and it doesn't happen overnight, but one of the things that I've done in the past when trying to shift the energy and the environment, when I found myself around people who are full of negativity, is I would focus on the positive. So if someone said, you know, this restaurant always has bad service, and I can, you know, never get the kind of quality that I'm looking for. Let's say we're having dinner.
Okay.
I would choose to find something that is good about the restaurant and focus on that, but I don't discount the opinion of the other person. So I may say something like, you know, Joe, I can see how you would say that. The fries are a little soggy and not very crispy. But, you know, I really do enjoy their drinks here. They're pretty cool. I guess next time we know, we got to pick a different restaurant. So it's that subtle modeling and showing Joe how to communicate differently when he's around me based on how I respond to him. And so a broken record is another technique that you can utilize to help you deal with people who are negative. They say something negative, you focus on the positive. They say something negative, you focus on the positive. You're this broken record of someone who's always looking for something positive and pleasant to say. It's not that you're Pollyanna and always you're always giving an upbeat, supportive, and you know, inspirational quote of the day whenever someone says something negative. But, for example, you know, someone may say, wow, the service at this hospital has been horrible. You know, the other person may respond and say, wow, yeah, you know, the service has been really challenging. You validate, you know, if it's appropriate. You validate their opinion. It's their opinion. Wow, I could see how you may think that or feel that way. One of the things I really appreciate is on the first day when mom was in surgery and had difficulties, the staff that was present that day really seemed to do a great job. So when someone starts to feel that you're not going to go there with them with that negative energy, then all of a sudden they stop coming to you. Why? Because people who are negative want someone else to be negative with them. They want someone who will go tit for tat and start to really believe in their story and get entwined with this negative perception and story. And when they don't get attention from you, they start to lose interest in talking to you about the thing that they're complaining about because you're not giving them what they really want, which is the attention. If someone is negative, you know, another technique that you might try is when they say something negative, you just say, oh, okay. Wow.
Okay.
You don't say anything. So if all of a sudden you're not saying anything, the conversation will sometimes just fizzle out. And then they'll start to notice that there are times when they have this energetic, healthy, fun conversation with you, and then there are times when all of a sudden it just goes dead. And as they start to internally try to identify when that happens, they'll start to see that it's when these conversations are more negative in nature. And lastly, a lot of there are some people who just don't even realize that they are a pessimist. So there are some people you'll never change, and there's some relationships that will not shift as much as you would like, and you have to identify which relationships seem like they're not really going to change, which relationships have the potential to change, and then finding a whole new group of people that infuse a lot of wonderful positivity into your life every day. So balancing it out that way, you'll find yourself starting to spend more time with people who feed you and who bring positive energy into your life, and you'll start to call those people and spend less time with those people, going over to their desk and interacting with the people who are more negative. Does that help?
Okay. Definitely helps.
Wonderful.
I appreciate
Anyone
it.
Anyone else? Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, again, today we're focusing on the challenges that keep you from showing up and powerfully creating a life that you love and daring to be irresistible. Is there someone else that has a question that I might help you with today?
Lethea, this is Shonda Gonzalez. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. Hi, Shonda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. My question is, how do I develop a consistent message with my branding? I guess that's part of the question. The other part is because I have focused my branding on my business rather than myself personally, although the services that I offer are, provided by me. And right now I'm an individual practitioner in my business. So sometimes I feel like I don't convey a consistent message in the services that I offer, and that, you know, some people tend to get confused about what I do, and then especially when they start thinking about my studio and some of the merchandise that I have available in the studio when they come.
Give us a little bit more background about what it is that you do, and when you say studio, what type of studio is it, and to give us a little bit more background.
Okay. I'm a color and wardrobe consultant, so I provide women with complete image makeover services that includes wardrobe planning, skincare, and cosmetics. I help women to discover their best colors for clothing and makeup. So I do color analysis. I help them with wardrobe planning. I offer personal shopping services. And I have a freestanding studio location that I work from where I do have some products that are for sale, including limited edition designs, jewelry, handbags, those types of things. But for the personal shopping services, I'm usually actually going out to other stores and boutiques and bringing things here for the customers to come in on a one-on-one basis and try and get them wardrobed or get them in the clothes that they need for each season.
Okay. And what is the exact name of the company?
My studio is called Fashion Cottage Apparel and Image Studio.
Okay. Okay. And what is the use of the word cottage? Why cottage?
Because it's a house. It's a house that's over 100 years old. It's where I work from, and I guess initially when I chose the name, I was just thinking of just trying to associate a name with the building or with the location, and not necessarily with my business.
Right. And tell me one last question. What is the exact, you said something about clients are confused when they come to your studio. Tell me a little bit more about what you've learned about that confusion.
Okay, no, and I guess I said that wrong. I didn't mean that I think clients are confused. I think once clients come here, they know what to expect. But when I meet new people or when I'm at a networking function and I tell people what I do, then I think that's where there's a little bit of confusion. And then there's some people who know that I own Fashion Cottage, and you know, I get some people who don't really totally understand what I do, so they assume that it's a boutique.
Right.
And so if they drop by on a day like today where I'm here and I'm working and I'm doing things, I have appointments later in the day, but, you know, my store hours say by appointment, or, you know, they just think that they can drop in, but it's not a drop-in situation.
Right. So it's Shauna, right?
Shonda. Mm-hmm.
Shonda, okay. So Shonda, it's really clear to me that the challenge that you're experiencing is a result of mislabeling. And oftentimes, ladies, we mislabel what we bring to the world. We tend to focus on features instead of benefits. Mm-hmm. And whether it's you're looking for a new job, you're interviewing for a promotion, whether you're a stay-at-home mom trying to solicit support for a campaign or a movement you're leading, or whether you're like Shonda, an entrepreneur who has a physical location and, you know, the branding has been focused more on the building and the industry instead of her unique mark in the industry. So when we're thinking about branding ourselves, whether you're in any of the categories I've just mentioned, the key is to you know, really get away with your cup of joe or your cup of tea, if you like tea or coffee, curl up, you know, somewhere comfortable and just really start to reflect and think about, and I often ask people to close your eyes and think about the person. If you had to pick a person that you would love to want to come to work with you, someone you would love to attract into your business, you know, who would that be? And even if you can't pick a well-known celebrity or star or well-known public figure, think about someone in your community that you could say, wow, I would really love it if I could get this person to join my movement or this person to become a client. And start thinking about the attributes of why you really want to work with them and what is it about them that could benefit from what you offer. So when you start thinking along those terms, you're going to start, Shonda, to focus more on benefits instead of on the features. Oftentimes, we sell features. You know, I have 15 years of experience. I have created an assessment that helps you to understand your unique style. I work with clients in a way that makes them feel comfortable. Well, those are all features of how you do what you do. Learning to think in terms of benefits and what that person can get out of the experience helps you to learn to label the work that you're doing and to label the key concepts when you're marketing and selling your ideas, you'll start to use different language. So instead of, you know, focusing on I have this assessment that helps, you know, my clients understand their personal style, you would start saying things like, when clients work with me, they have a clear picture of what styles, what designers, and what fabrics help to illuminate the true essence of who they are. Do you see, Shonda, how there's a difference in language between the feature of what you offer and the
yes.
benefit to the person? Does
mm-hmm,
that
yes.
make sense? So the focus on the fashion cottage tells me nothing about the personality of the business or the business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at, you know, how can I use words that are so unique to who I am and what I do and the way I do it that then people can connect with that particular, you know, message. So, you know, do you have a particular, I'm just going to make something up. You could be a very, I'm just going to say, creative, alluring, I don't know what the industry term is. The person who is helping me with my styling, she says my style, or based on the assessment, my style is trendy, alluring, and dynamic driver. So I am really into things that have flair and bling mm-hmm. and intricate work and not gaudy and over the top, but sophisticated, right? So because I'm drawn to those things, if I were in fashion, I may have a desire to work with people who also want that kind of thing. So I could perhaps have a boutique and a service that focuses on helping you find the bling, do your thing and find your bling, right? I could make up something like that, which as I start to finalize that brand, I'm going to start attracting people who want to stand out, who want to, not people who just want to look professional, but people who really want to stand out. If you're currently not communicating or sharing on the call, you might want to do, if you could do a star 6, that will mute your line so that we don't have the interruption. Star 6. To mute your line, because I'm hearing some background noise on the call of an overhead speaker or announcement. Wonderful. Thank you so much. So, Shonda, I hope that wasn't you, because I do want to ask you a question. But if it is, wait till I ask the question and then.
No, it wasn't, and I muted my line, but go ahead.
Okay, great. So, but do you see, I hope you see that difference and deciding and defining who do I want to work with. You know, once you look at your gifts, your talents, and you start to identify this niche, who do I want to work with, or what do I really want to do? The type of work. There are a lot of angles in this styling industry. What's the lady's name who has a reality show now? Jules or what's her name? She's I can't remember her name, but there's this woman that has a reality show. She's an African-American woman who her specialty is taking people who totally need to shift their brand image. So she usually doesn't – people don't come to her because they just want more clothes. I think it's Jules, whatever. But they go to her because it's like, you know, I am – what's the guy name? Not Robert De Niro. Who's the Charlie Sheen? You know, okay, people see me this way because of my past. I need to turn over a new leaf. Help me – you know, redo my image and my style so that people can see me differently. That's her niche. That's why people come to her. Has nothing to do with the location she's at, has nothing to do with the fact that she has a boutique. She may have a boutique, but the emphasis is on the benefit that people get from working with her.
Okay. Is it June Ambrose that you're talking about?
Yes, Ambrose. What is it?
June Ambrose.
June Ambrose. Yeah, exactly. And I consider myself a tomboy, not really a girly girl, but I absolutely love her show. And I watch her show to get fashion, you know, tips, because many of the people that she's styling are being put into attire that's in my style category, dynamic driving, driver, or trendy or luring. So I love those things, but I've never really been into fashion because I consider myself a tomboy. Now I absolutely love fashion because I can go into a store and I know, like, ooh, that's me. Like, that's for me. and I'm drawn to it, whereas I used to go to a store and feel totally overwhelmed, and everything I own was blue, black, or brown because it was easy. And now that's not the case. So thank you for asking that question, Shonda.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. I hope that helped.
It did help a lot. Thanks.
You're welcome. Does anyone else have a question that they'd like to ask that about where they are and perhaps what, you know, to try to get some insight about what's keeping them from breaking through to that next level and creating a life they love?
Lethea?
Yes.
This is Lauren again.
Hi, Lauren. Before you say something, Lauren, I just want to share this. Everyone, Lauren is an amazing, inspirational, professional speaker. One day, hopefully, you get to hear her. But I just want to say this. For any of you on the call who happen to do calls in your line of work in your business, one of the things that I want to just point out is I asked if someone would speak up. No one said anything. And oftentimes on calls, you'll hear the host jump in and start saying something else or jump in and ask again, you know, please, you know, no one has a question? So one of the things that I wanted to point out is you'll notice how I just sit in silence because I know that there are amazing women on this call who have great gifts to share with the world, and I know you all have challenges and could use some help shifting. So my responsibility is to create the opportunity and then to trust that you'll show up. And I can sit in silence and just wait for you to show up only because of experience and because I've learned that. So I just wanted to point out that tip in case any of you do calls, you know, really learn to become comfortable with the silence that is associated with the webinar call. It takes people time to, oh, holy crap, I got a question. Let me find, what button was it? Was it star 6 or pound 6? And sometimes it takes people time. Sometimes people are thinking, oh, we have an opportunity. Okay, now how did I want to frame this question? So it's not that people don't have a question or that they're not engaged. Sometimes it just takes time for them to actually push the button so that they can ask the question that they have. So, Lauren, would you please now share the question that you have?
Thank you. That actually is very valuable input. For those of us who are natural talkers, we tend to be afraid of silence.
Yes.
So that was huge. And actually, I was just going to offer an aha that I had had. And we talked about this a little bit, but in listening to your program and working with my business coach, I actually came to the point that I am now giving myself permission to be a motivational speaker.
Oh,
because
wonderful.
That's who I am. That's who I am, and that's the gift that God gave me. And and maybe it was because of the Colonel's voice in the back of my head saying I had to work really hard and at whatever I was going to be good at and that I needed to be marketable, that I shoved myself into a message that was marketable or that I perceived as marketable and squashed the real message that God had given me. And it's just in the last month that I have given myself permission to actually speak the message that God has given me. And I see a complete shift in paradigm and a complete shift in the growth of my business and a complete shift in my enthusiasm for my business. So it was huge.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that, Lauren.
You're welcome.
Wow. The thing I think I find so beautiful about that is think of any object that has a function. It is most beautiful, it is most effective, it is most powerful when it's doing that thing for which it was created. Take a plastic cup, for example. A plastic cup was made to contain a liquid. Now take that plastic cup and turn it upside down and try to step on it to give you more height to reach that 2 inches taller that you need to get something off of the top of your cupboard. It fails to be that for you or to help you accomplish that task because that's not what it was created to do. So, yes, if you put enough of those cups on the floor and put a piece of plywood on it, you might be able to step on it without it breaking perhaps. to get up to that next level, but then that thing is working so much harder than it has ever been created to work to try to do something that it wasn't created for. So that is why it is so absolutely essential and necessary for us to discover why we're here and the work we were created to do, because I believe you should get paid the most to do the things that come easiest and most natural to you. And oftentimes, we are not living a life that allows us to do so. So I appreciate you for interjecting that insight, Lauren, because it has allowed, created the opportunity for me to share that nugget, which has been really helpful for me. Is there anyone who has a comment on anything that we've shared thus far? It doesn't have to be a challenge. Maybe you just have an aha or something that struck you as a result of what you've heard on the call today. Anyone, is there anyone, or who'll be the next to share what they have, the insight that they've gained and or a challenge that they're dealing with?
Lethea, this is Shonda again.
Hi, Shonda.
I would like to ask, where do I begin changing my branding to myself personally and away from branding my business or branding my storefront?
Okay. The name of your business doesn't have to be the name of the brand, so realize and embrace that, first of all. If your legal business name is the Fashion Cottage and Design Studio, but if that's the legal name, you can still keep that, and that can go on the footer of your website for the copyright, but the header of your website, the graphics would change to have imagery and verbiage that has, especially for someone like you, like June Ambrose, her brand is her name. Like, when you hear June Ambrose, you know who she is, what she does. Now, it wasn't always that way. She probably did what I did first starting out. I co-branded. My picture and my name would always be right next to, you know, define, promote, and live your powerful personal brand. I am in the process of rebranding, so that brand is shifting to Dare to be Irresistible. But when I first started out, you would see define, promote, and live your powerful personal brand. You know, so basically powerful personal brand was kind of the moniker in the overarching label that I was doing work under. And whenever you saw that, you saw my name and my picture because I wanted to co-brand and create awareness for my name and picture associated with this particular brand. So Dare to be Irresistible is also being co-branded with my name. I will probably always, as an expert, co-brand my face and name with any brand message that I put out into the marketplace because people are hiring me and not a junior consultant or a group of trainers when I start or if I move into having a training company with 15 or 20, you know, trainers. Right now, because it's co-branded, it would make sense. But if I spin off a whole training company, I may create a whole separate website and entity to house that brand. So the first thing is to embrace the fact that your business name and your brand name can be different. Number two, you'll want to go through the process either alone, buying branding books, hiring a branding consultant to work with you to help you get to, well, what is the brand message that communicates who I am and the value I offer to my clients, the benefit that they get from working with me. Once you figure out what that is and you label it, then you would start to on business cards and all of your marketing material and your Facebook account, your social media accounts, Twitter and YouTube, and your background, you start to create this new imagery that associates your name and your face with this benefit that people get or this brand message that you now want them to embody or to embrace as it embodies the essence of who you are.
Okay.
Is that clear, Shonda?
It is. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Any other questions or comments? Our call, we're going just a little over. We have about five more minutes because of the technical difficulties, but if there are any other questions or comments, I would love to entertain them now. Okay, so it doesn't sound like we have any more questions. I want to reiterate, because some of you may have come on the call later, I am doing a Dare to be Irresistible international tour. I am heading to Dubai, Australia, Germany, and to several cities and states in the U.S., and I am Kansas City, of course, and St. Louis are both on the list of cities that I'm going to visit. We are finalizing, it's taking us a little bit more time with logistics than we thought, but we're finalizing the tour dates. And as soon as the tour date for St. Louis and Kansas City and the rest of the tour is announced, I will send you a follow-up email. When I come to Kansas City for that event is when I'm going to schedule. It'll be either the day early in the day, or it'll be near that day or on the same day or day before or after that tour date. So I will definitely be in communication with you via email around the tour dates and the half-day session that we have yet to do that is part of this process. So what you can expect during that half-day, I have some more valuable content I'm going to bring to you, and we'll have exercises that we'll go through that will help you shift your thinking, and we'll have what we call hot seat time, time for you to bring your particular barriers to the table so that as a group we can hear what I have to say, but you can also learn from your colleagues and maybe gain insights from them as well. So it's going to be a fun, interactive, half-day session, and I hope that you're able to make it once the date is set. And we're looking at, it's almost like 2 months out is kind of the time frame of what you should expect. We're looking at sometime at the end of June to have the St. Louis and the Kansas City dates. I also want to say that I've had a couple people had difficulty with their audio CD. So I have ordered from a different company audio CDs, and if you need a new set because you've had difficulty, just simply email me directly and let me know that you would like to be put on the list to receive a new set, and I will get those out to you. We're looking at about 2 weeks before those are ready, so I will get those out to you, start mailing them out once we get them into our office. I wanted to give you an update on that. And other than that, I just, you know, it is my desire and my hope and my goal that I'm able to make a difference in your life, and I truly, really want you to know that the least your heart when you think about what's in your heart and what you want most out of life, you know, it is my desire that you get the least of that, you know, because if you could get just the least of that, you know, that you would experience phenomenal success. So, you know, I just wish that you dream big and that you realize that you're bigger, more powerful, more valuable than you've ever been taught to believe. And I appreciate your support. Words will never be able to express how much you mean to me and how you inspire me to keep doing this work. And I am shifting and growing at a rate that has dumbfounded me. I've never grown at this rate before, and it's really interesting. But one of the things I've been able to tie it to are the people who support me, the mentors and coaches that I have in my corner, and then the people like you who, through your comments, through your communication with me, and through your participation on calls like this, give me insight and renewed inspiration to just work that much harder to make my work better. So I thank you so much. Any closing comments before we wrap up our call today?
Thank you, Lydia.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure to serve you. All righty, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up our call. Thank you so much for joining us. Be blessed and encouraged, and I will be in touch with you via email. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.